Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Depending on how the game goes, I could easily see our listeners Monday, if the Steelers win an ugly game, being like, cool, we won. Now we got to watch a three-hour ass-kicking Saturday, Sunday, or Monday in the wild card round. Awesome. Nice. T-shirt and hat game, baby. Get your AFC North champion gear now before the Steelers lose in the playoffs 31-17 next week.
Yeah, I think that, like, I think people now don't even have the fallback of, well, if they get to the playoffs and they get humiliated, like say they end up with the Bills and they just get just dog walked in their own building. I don't even think people have enough belief that like the color commentator going in on them the way Herb Street did in last year's playoff loss will change anything, right? Like we saw Matt Canada get fired in part because probably people thought the owner was embarrassed by hearing fire Canada chants and everything else, and it eventually happened. We know he treats the head coach differently. We know how, no matter how much they could make the playoffs and then get absolutely trounced, that it's not going to change their organizational philosophy. They're just, he's not going to hear that or hear have word get back that Troy Aikman said, boy, this Steelers team looks pathetic, and then have that alter his mood or opinion.
Tom writes in and says, guys, Donnie played the you would have signed up for this back in September before the season started, a home game to win the division against the Ravens. Yes, you're right, Tom. You're right, Donnie. I would have. Ask me that question when the Ravens are 1-5, if I would have taken this. When Burrow was out. When Lamar was out. I don't know. How about ask me that question at 7:59 p.m. last Saturday, minutes before the Packers and Ravens were about to kick off, when the Ravens' odds to win the division were what, Chris? Were they 7%?
8%, I believe.
8%?
8%.
Would I have signed up for this? F no.
Okay, how about just ask me that at 1 o'clock when I was sitting in a seat at whatever they call it, Huntington Bank Stadium, with you and Ken Carmen, expecting Shedeur Sanders to barf all over himself. I would not have taken this.
You know what
this.
Else makes me feel like we're not that far off from public sentiment, even if there are, you know, people in the vocal minority are like, screw you guys, you got to root like hell for the Steelers every game. How dare you say if they lost, you wouldn't care, or that you're not like jazzed up for this game. Go look at the ticket market. Go look at the resale ticket market and tell me that you've got people that cannot wait, that are treating Sunday night like a playoff game. Nope. You know what they're in? I'm going to watch it from home, and this team's got to win me back over. They're in wait-and-see mode. The tickets might be somewhat highly priced. Ain't nobody buying them. There's a ton of tickets out there. Nobody's in any hurry to go watch this game in person. Oh, but it's Sunday night, and Steelers fans have to work the next day. Okay, fine. So that means anytime you've got a big game on Sunday night, there's going to be empty seats there. I mean, what an indictment on the Steelers fan base that is, if people believe that. Come on now.
Traffic's so bad getting out of there, I won't even get home till 1:30 in the morning.
412-928-9370.
The game has no juice for, I think, a lot of people because the Steelers have engendered a lot of frustration in their fans. The Steelers and the opposing team are a combined 2 games above 500, both of whom have massive flaws. Do not, like, most of the national analysts, by the way, think the Steelers have no chance. You know how I can tell? They are all discussing this solely through the prism of, can the Ravens make a run? I am hearing this game, which is why, by the way, early giveaway.
You like the Steelers.
I have a very strong feeling the Steelers are going to do that which will tick off many of their fans.
Yeah.
Because I think on the outside looking in, and I understand why this is the case, most people think this is a Baltimore walkover. And if there's one thing John Harbaugh knows how to screw up, it's a sure thing.
I don't think it's a Baltimore walkover, but I also have very little faith. But I'm
not, you're not a national analyst. I'm talking about like the guys who are on ESPN, the guys who are doing this. They're only talking about it through the Baltimore prism because they can only squint and see the Ravens if they're sort of healthy winning a first-round playoff game. They can't see that for the Steelers. The Steelers are the turd in the punch bowl. They're the awkward drunk guy at the party everyone wishes would leave, and that's why I think most people are actually hoping that they don't win this game.
Here's Tristan on the fan. Hello, Tristan.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Hello, Tristan.
Hi, so I just want to ask you guys a question because as much as the Cleveland game upset me, I would much rather have win against the Ravens, Miami, and Detroit, and lose to the Cleveland Browns than have the 3 losses in a row in a win against the Cleveland Browns. What's your take on that?
Wait, you're saying you would have rather had them lose 3 in a row and beat the Browns?
No, I'm happy with how it is. I wouldn't want the reverse. I'm not happy with how it is
because even though they were only a 3.5-point favorite, like, they were playing the Browns. The Browns are busy doing something even more depressing. Their fans trying to talk themselves into Shedeur Sanders as the quarterback of the future.
Tristan, you make it sound like you went into the Browns game and like I'm going into this game. We're like, if we win, cool. If we don't, well, we'll get him next week. We'll get him the next week when Baltimore comes here. We got to take on Derrick Henry.
I was disappointed, but I would rather, like, would you guys be more happy if we went 0-3 and then won against Cleveland?
No, because they'd be out of the playoffs by then.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just guess we got to take it one game at a time. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know,
what
man.
What the heck is that supposed to mean? You don't play for the team. You don't have to take it one game at a time.
You can be as mad as you want about them losing to the Browns because they had 2 roads to get to the playoffs once Baltimore beat Green Bay. One was a much rockier, more difficult road, and that is the road that they chose by losing the Browns
game. Tristan, you're making it sound like you're fine with playing a game without DK Metcalf with your entire season on the line Sunday night.
I'm not fine with that. I didn't even mention DK. I hate that he's out.
Well, yeah, they could have. They could have had this game.
You know who you sound like right now? You're like, eh, no biggie. Eh, we lost to the Browns. Eh, no biggie. We'll take care
I
of Baltimore.
Think we should be more negative. I think we should be more negative if they lose and at least see what happens first.
But that's not like it's not a wait and see business all the time. Like the whole point on a Friday is we do this whenever. There are times when it's been Steelers Ravens in the past where I've been leading a show and just said, I'm coming on talking Steelers Ravens week because, like, I love this because these teams are both good because they both could make deep runs. This game has none of that attendant
juice. Donnie's playing a montage of highlights from 08 and 2010. I can't get into that at all.
I actually respect him doing that because I think that is the minority position in town right now by far.
Like, hearing Ryan Clark destroy Willis McGahee, awesome moment in Steelers history. Polamalu's return for a touchdown. Takes him to the Super Bowl. Jim Nance, A-plus call. Does not get me excited for this game whatsoever. It doesn't.
Well, it's just those teams left town a long time ago. On both sides of this thing, quite honestly.
You lose to the Browns and look so feeble offensively, I don't take you seriously as a football team anymore. I just don't. Here's Matt in San Francisco. Hello, Matt.
Hey, a second take on this morning, guys. Thanks a lot. Just a couple things. You rolled that Browns game back a week ago. I was curious to hear what your takes were. I know hindsight's 2020 about us winning that game going into that game, because for me, there's no way we were winning that game, because this is what Mike Tomlin does. When it's a layup, and there's nobody around him, and all he's got to do is put in a layup to win the game with 1 second on the clock, he'll lay down.
Yeah.
But when it's a when it's a half court shot down by two to win it with a second left, I'll be damned if more often than not he makes that shot.
So what's Sunday then?
I'm standing by it, and I'm with you guys. I'm not really excited about this game. My take is we find a way to do it, and we it feels like a 20-16 game, and it'll come down to a final defensive play with the Ravens deep in our territory trying to win the game, like a strip sack fumble, game over.
Yeah, perfectly.
I don't believe it'll come down to a it's tied, and
I mean,
we'll
yeah,
send the Boz out there to win
a
it.
A Steelers Ravens game has literally come down to that, where Watt gets to Jackson and Jackson throws a bad ball on a 2-point try.
Perfectly reasonable opinion. And if the Steelers get that stop, I'll say good for them. They won the game. Let's see who they play next week. Let's talk for 5 days about whether or not we think this playoff game is different from the last 6 or 7 we've watched. Cool. If the Ravens come down and score, I'll say fine. Good. Thank you for putting me out of my misery. Now let's stop running back this endless cycle of mediocrity and try to do something different for once. Maybe the head coach, maybe we can make it so uncomfortable as fans on the head coach in terms of fire Tomlin chants and stuff like that, that he'll say, they don't want me, I'll leave.
I mean, the thing about them winning that I think would annoy people, and I understand why, is the national narrative from people that don't like breakdown film, just people that do opinions like we do, but on a national scale. If the Steelers win, it'll be like, Mike Tomlin got him again, ha, ha, ha.
Yes.
And then there will be zero reflection on the fact that if and when they get beat the next round badly, there won't be any, boy, Mike Tomlin's lost a ton of these in a row in the playoffs.
And the national football media will do that, and they've done it so many times that I expect that for them. It's that Art will do it too and hold up this season as mission accomplished and job well done that will infuriate me. And what would drive me even more nuts, obviously, is if they lose the game and he still tries to do that. Then that would... I started the show by saying I'm not going to lie to people. That would be lying to everyone.
If Art said 9-8 with 2 losses to divisional opponents to miss the playoffs instead of clinch the division with a win in either one of them, and he said, hey, still pretty good year, 9-8's better than 8-9 or anything like that, I would hope even he is not so out of touch that he thinks that's something people want to hear.
Andy is in Dormont. Hello, Andy.
Yeah, hey, happy new year, happy birthday, Pony.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, so I'm going to preface this by saying I'm not a Steelers fan. I feel bad for you guys. A couple years ago, I would have said, stop pissing and moaning. You guys are a winning football team. I would trade anything to have a winning season year after year. But now I get it. You guys are just watching the same movie over and over and over. And I'm with you, Pony. It doesn't matter whether you guys win or lose. You're going to get stomped in the first round of the playoffs, so it doesn't really matter.
Thanks. Yeah, that's my mindset right now. Maybe they play so well on Sunday night it changes it, but I'm not holding my breath for it.
What could they possibly have shown you in that Browns game other than they were petrified of letting Myles Garrett get the sack record, and it literally altered their entire philosophy offensively, specifically the quarterbacks, and that not mattering now. What could they possibly have shown anyone that makes you think, oh yeah, they're actually going to get it together against, by the way, a team that's been playing pretty good defense for about 2.5 months now?
Well, they didn't the last time they played the Steelers, but the Steelers had DK Metcalf and Darnell Washington in that game.
I understand that. I'm just saying, like, broadly speaking, the Ravens are much better defensively from, like, week 7 onward. The Steelers without DK Metcalf either can't get guys open or Rodgers refuses to throw them the ball because Marquez Valdez-Scantling is out there and he's got to get his touches.
Well, that's okay. Rodgers let everybody know on Wednesday that he never has back-to-back bad games, so we're all good.
Yeah, what happens if he does have another clunker? Should somebody say, Aaron, are you going to go for a trifecta and come back next year?
No, he'll be on his way to Malibu by the time people want to ask him that question. Here's Johnny in Bloomfield. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Good. Happy New Year.
You too.
I got 4 tickets to the game. I couldn't be, they're so relevant. I have no interest in really going. With that being said, without Darnell Washington and DK, is there any chance Arthur Smith can try to put Gainwell in the slot to try to utilize him and possibly out-scheme the Ravens?
Well, that to me, I think, like in terms of the X's and O's failures of the game, like not what Rodgers did wrong, the thing that I would quibble with from Smith against the Browns would be you have Warren and Gainwell as probably your two best players, and Warren only played 32% of the snaps because Gainwell played the other 68%. I think you got to find a way to get both guys on the field, especially when you're wide receivers. You play three wide receivers. Scotty Miller, Adam Thielen, and Marquez Valdez-Scantling all played more than Jaylen Warren in that game.
Yeah,
how is that possible?
Pony backfield has to be an option for them.
Gainwell in the slot.
Gainwell's versatile enough. Line him up in the backfield to start with an actual pony backfield. Motion him out. Do something. I mean, I'll say this about Smith, though. Beyond personnel usage, which that is a righteous like gripe from that game, he actually schemed guys open despite them having like no separation ability innate to themselves.
I heard a little bit of him yesterday. I thought he threw Rodgers as respectfully under the bus as he possibly could.
I think he was right to. I think Rodgers was the big problem in that game. I think you can go back and watch multiple crucial plays, and it's obvious who isn't doing his job, and it's number 8.
All right, we've been on the air for almost 40 minutes. We can't find a soul that says, yeah, I'm hyped up. It's Steelers-Ravens for the division. They've never played a winner-go-home game in Week 18 before where it was that simple. The winner's in and the loser's out with no other implications or scenarios worthwhile. 412-928-9370. Here's Anthony in Oakland. Hello, Anthony.
Well, I don't blame the public. We were demoralized after watching that fiasco last Sunday.
Correct.
I mean, I've watched this team since the early 60s.
Yep.
That game the other day, it took something out of me.
Yep, me too.
I mean, I expected Rodgers, all this grandiose about him, to go in here and just destroy Cleveland. He goes in there, he put himself above the team, worrying about a sack record. No one's going to discourage me from saying that because I saw it firsthand. He was throwing the ball in 1.1 seconds. How could you anybody get open? And for Tomlin in that crowd to stand there with his big eyes watching this fiasco, I can. You know what, guys? And this may be the game that does it for the Roonies. I think it is because this. They're going to get beat, and it's not going to be pretty, because that team I saw Saturday night meant business.
But you think it's going to be so bad that it actually wakes up Art and he says, "Oh, I've got to act here. I've got to actually make a move here."
I do, because I think the groundswell is just going to be too tremendous. So I've never seen anything like the atmosphere. The atmosphere is we don't care.
That's exactly what I said at the beginning of the show. I mean, that's what they've done to me. And you can say, wow, what a spoiled fan you come off as. No, when it's year 9 of not winning any playoff games and you had a win and in scenario against the Browns in which you scored 6 points, mm-hmm. Like, I'm not mandated as a fan to give 100% fan energy for every game. You're not. So that's why I look at this like, all right, you want to suck me back in, you got to actually do something first.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kenneth Gainwell was named the Steelers MVP for 2025. He is a deserving winner. There are good things to say about that choice. There are bad things to say about it. The good thing is tremendous that you found a guy for really the veteran minimum off the scrap heap, and he has outshined that contract like fivefold, maybe even tenfold this year.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous job by Andy Weidel and Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin to find a guy like that. But also, I think, not a great look for your team when you have to dig down and reach down to find an MVP, and almost by like default, he wins it. You know, like
the fact that it's not one of the people who probably should have won it tells you that the team did not have a
Watt wasn't chasing records.
Typical season. Hayward was really good, but the counting stats do not bear that out. He did not have an explosive sack.
Rodgers
season.
Tailed off.
Rodgers has been very hit or miss.
You never throw the ball to Freiermuth, all those things. I mean,
Jalen Warren's had a nice year, but it hasn't been like it's. You know what Gainwell is? He's a deserving winner, but he's also a little bit of a narrative team MVP where it's like, wow, this underdog story here of this guy who was making like not even $1.5 million has been so good for them. You don't want that usually to be your team MVP.
All right, it is time for maybe the last edition of Fair Game with Faribault this Steelers season with Steelers insider Nick Faribault, who in 15 minutes will be chatting with TJ Watt, who's making himself available for reporters. And I guess I should then start there, Nick. The way this works, we'll give you a statement. You tell us if it's fair or not fair. TJ Watt talking to reporters, is that a sign that he is definitely playing on Sunday?
Yeah, I think he's going to be out there, guys. Every sign I have heard since the beginning of this, you know, 3 weeks, we're at 3.5 now, has been he will be back this week. I think what he has done at practice this week has bared that out. And I think now that he is going to speak to reporters and answer questions, whether that's about his availability, what actually happened in the situation, he is going to play on Sunday. Now, I don't think you're going to see the full kind of cachet that he usually plays in 80-90% of the snaps. I don't think is going to happen. But I do think we're going to see enough of TJ Watt on Sunday against the Ravens to where it'll feel palpable. Like half the snaps up near there, I think, is fair enough to expect from him.
Is it fair to say that the Steelers are a lot better prepared for that Ravens running attack than they were in last year's playoff game, which was so bad that it prompted them to draft Derek Harmon and then draft Y.A. Black and then draft Jack Sawyer and do all that stuff? Are they considerably better equipped to slow down what Baltimore wants to do, Nick? Fair game or not?
I think that's fair game. Listen, I mean, you've seen the splits with and without Harmon, and it's been significant. Y.A. Black's gotten better as the year's gone on. Jack Sawyer over the last 2 weeks with his big audition has played really well, especially in run defense. I think they're built for it. And even just past the second level, too. You know, it's not just Derek Harmon. It's not just Y.A. Black. It's also, I just think Kyle Duggar's really good in that run defending role. I think it's, you know, they have good tackling corners now, especially Pierre's back. I just think they have a lot of pieces to where they are equipped to not get dominated on the ground by the Ravens, get bullied up front. And it adds to that, you know, the Ravens aren't exactly elite on the offensive line. They have a few good players there, Linderbaum, Stanley, and Rosengarten, but the guards have been problems for them this year. So I do think the Steelers are equipped to slow them down.
Nick, is it fair game to wonder if Mike Tomlin will be Steelers coach in 2026 if Pittsburgh loses Sunday night?
Listen, I mean, I think that's a bit of a complicated question because there's two things here. One, I don't see the Steelers themselves going to Mike and saying, hey, we're moving on. So it's really going to be in Mike's court. I truly believe that. Something is going to happen. It's going to be because Mike Tomlin wants it to happen, not because the Steelers do. So I think we see Mike Tomlin back next year. That is my expectation right now. I'm not expecting him to go. Are there now more hardcore conversations about changing direction, about evolving? I think that would be something that they'll talk to Mike about as an organization and how to kind of crack this. But I do think that he will be back as long as he wants to be back next year. That is my expectation.
Nick, I want to look backwards so that maybe we can help get an idea of how it might look going forward in this week's game. Is it fair game to say that the Steelers' passing game problems against Cleveland were more Aaron Rodgers or more Aaron Rodgers than Arthur Smith, or no?
Oh, they were definitely more Aaron Rodgers. There's no question about it. If you watch the film, the decisions he made, some of the throws he made, it was almost untenable to a degree. Now, could you defend some of them and say, I understood why he did, like on the fourth and goal to end the game? I understood based off the look why he went there and didn't go to a chip and release on Kenny Gainwell. It was single high, and Gainwell is a chip and release, and usually the linebacker doesn't gain as much depth as the Cleveland linebacker did, so he shouldn't have been that wide open. Mm-hmm. So I understand why he went there. But the fourth and one throw to Scotty Miller, what are you doing? The two plays before that, did you need three straight plays to MBS? I think that's a real question. The lack of Pat Freiermuth, there is so much that you can actually end up looking at that game. And, yeah, I blame Rodgers for most of those decisions. I mean, you look at the fourth and one, Arthur Smith drew up a perfect play call where Freiermuth essentially picks the linebacker and Thielen's open on the drag route. So there are multiple times in the game where I thought there were guys open and Rodgers decided just to take the big play rather than taking the safe play.
Is it fair game to wonder if Aaron Rodgers' future with the Steelers hinges on what happens in this game Sunday night?
I don't think it totally hinges on this game. I do think he has an idea of what he wants to do. Now, he's not letting that known very much publicly, nor people behind the scenes. I don't even think the Steelers really truly know what he's doing in his headspace right now. I don't even think they've really breached those conversations just yet. But you look at Aaron, and I think he's having fun. I think he's having fun in this organization. I think he likes the environment. I think he likes playing for Mike Tomlin. So I don't think, just to say if they lose on Sunday, that's going to be like, oh, I'm going to retire now. I don't think it totally hinges upon this. I think the totality of it, Aaron's going to sit back, see where his body is, see how he feels, and then in a month or so decide on what he wants to do.
Fair game, Nick, to say that Malik Willis in free agency would be a better quarterback option for the Steelers than bringing Aaron Rodgers back again.
Yeah, that's an interesting question because I think it really depends on the mode the Steelers want to be in. And I think, you know, if they're in the mode of, hey, get a young quarterback and, you know, try and find the future franchise guy, you can make arguments for both sides of that. Willis has showcased a lot of potential in his limited time. But on top of that, you could also say, hey, bring Aaron in, draft a guy and have him sit behind him. Like, for example, I don't know. I know no one's going to like Ty Simpson after watching last night's game, but let's just say they selected Ty Simpson in like the second round.
Oh, God,
right?
You're right. Jeez. No, you're right. No one is going to like that, Nick.
That is bleak.
He was cheeks, as the kids say.
Right, but let's just say they drafted him or, I don't know, Trinidad Chambliss or someone like that just to sit behind Aaron for a year to kind of get mentored. That could be something you talk about. But right now, personally, when I look at the landscape of things, I think Malik Willis is a better option. He's just played at a really high level. He has a lot of traits that they really like. He's a fit for the offense. Like, there's just a lot of really good things I think that they could do with Malik Willis. So, yeah, I think Malik Willis is probably a better option right now.
Nick, is it fair game to think Sunday night the Steelers will bounce back from that ugly loss in Cleveland, beat the Ravens, and win the AFC North?
You know, I've thought about this all week, and it's – there's two scenarios.
My condolences to you. My goodness.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's rough.
Terrible. There's like two scenarios I could see playing out. The one obvious one that I could see playing out is the Steelers defense just goes absolutely crazy, gets four or five turnovers, similar to the Colts game or the Patriots game, and they put the Steelers offense on short fields, and it just allows them to get more points than they otherwise would. Maybe they even get a defensive touchdown. In that case, the Steelers are going to walk to the win, right? There's the other kind of scenario in a win where I can see Aaron Rodgers doing what he did last time in Baltimore, which is I think he played the best game he played all season down there, and he just dots them up. I mean, he makes high-level throws that you just don't see him make very often anymore. And so those are the two scenarios I think where they obviously will win. Well, here's what I think happens. I think that the Steelers are going to be able to slow down Derrick Henry. I think they're going to be able to hold the Ravens' offense in check with Lamar or Huntley. Doesn't matter if Lamar exits during the game at some point. And what I think ends up happening is the Steelers' offense lets them down one too many times, and so I have them losing 20-17.
Oof. All right, Nick, enjoy the conversation with TJ Watt. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go.
He kind of set us up with a little okey-doke there where I thought it was all building.
They stopped Derrick Henry and they coached. No, wait.
Their offense just is terrible and they lose.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And they have not done a good job of that lately, winning these big games that are either real playoff games or quasi-playoff games like Sunday night. Good afternoon, everybody. We are here on a Friday during the height of takeoff season and vacation season. Malzi across from me. Donnie's not here because he just did 4 hours. So Charlie Borges is filling in wherever you are, driving around, running errands, back to work, 412-928-9370.
Pony, I start with a declaration and then a question that comes right off of it briefly for you. One, I'd like to declare happy birthday to you. Happy 4-0. Welcome to the club. You are now 40. You and I did shows together when we were in our mid-20s. I think both of us thought we would probably have been fired at some point. Definitely me. Back then, and now here we are, 40-year-olds, parents. In my case, I'm going to be switching out of the Bill Raftery man-to-man and going 2-3 zone in June. And I want to ask you, I start this way to ask you this question.
Yep.
If Andrew Filippone could get a 40th birthday present from the Steelers, would he want a loss and a reckoning to follow, or a win and see what the hell happens in the playoffs?
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I could care less either way.
Could care less?
Yeah.
What the hell is that answer?
I am completely ambivalent on this game.
What?
Yeah, I'm good either way. I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
So you're good either way?
Yeah.
So you don't have a strong preference. You're not saying, I hope they get humiliated and it causes Art to like snap to and say, this isn't good enough?
I see positives in both. I see negatives in both. I think it's a very compelling side either way. That's what I've resigned myself to.
I am very...
If they win, great. We'll have a playoff game to preview.
Sure.
And they'll have a chance to get the monkey off their back. And depending on the matchup and how that team looks going into the game, hell, maybe they'll shock us and win. But like to answer that question, whew, I do not have like the enthusiasm or the gusto to come on the air today and lie to the audience and say, man, it would really, really tickle my fancy, and it would really be an awesome extended 40th birthday present if the Steelers beat the Ravens. This team, to me, doesn't deserve to make the playoffs. When you lose to the Browns and score 6 points, you don't, in a game that you win and you're in and get to rest this week, you don't deserve to be in the tournament. Now, they get a second shot. They got a breakfast ball, so to speak, in Cleveland. But I've given up hope in this team. And now they've got to try to pry me back in and get me back in with how they perform Sunday night. But if they do what they usually do in playoff games and lose and get behind big early, great. Like, I won't have a problem with that either. Because then that might, hopefully, knock on wood, fingers crossed, initiate or ignite some change here. I honestly don't care what happens.
Charlie Gorgeous Borges in there. If you ever watch a TV police procedural, one of the things that sometimes happens is a good interrogator, if it's a well-written show, will ask a simple question and get the perp
I just don't care.
To reveal themselves. But I think the tone and everything else, what you just said there, means you do have a preference.
No, I don't.
You would absolutely like to see them lose this game in reckoning fashion here.
Well, but I'm saying to you that,
like, your anger towards the team was what came through in your answer there, which I appreciated, like, your candor there.
But I also get, when the game starts and things start happening, I'll want Lamar Jackson to do poorly. I'll want John Harbaugh to look bad. I'll want Steelers players like Cam Hayward to make a big sack, or for Pat Freiermuth to catch a touchdown pass. I'll want things like that to happen. But the difference is, if it doesn't, I will not come in here on Monday down in the dumps. It's just, this team lost, like, that illusion of maybe this team is different, maybe this team can go on a run. I won't feel that. If they lose this game, I'll be like, good riddance. You blew it again. You sucked again late in the year. How many more times do we have to see this for the owner to wake up? And is this maybe a curmudgeonly 40-year-old take? Possibly. But I listen, and this is the difference, I think, between 40 and 30. Donnie starts his show today. I'm on my way to the gym. And he's talking about how this is another great chapter in the Steelers-Ravens rivalry. And he's pretty much, and I thought this was entertaining, chastising Steelers fans for not being more up for this game. I'm not up for it because you scored 6 points against Cleveland last week. Your best offensive player got himself suspended for this game. Your tight end, who has been like a complete revelation this year because he's such a massive human being and people don't know really how to game plan against him, broke his arm in the first half of this game. This team is also coached by Mike Tomlin, who loses a lot of games like this. So this, it's just like last year. Did last year feel like we had playoff buzz and hype? No. This team doesn't deserve playoff hype and buzz. They don't.
I would definitely quibble with Donnie calling it a great chapter between these two teams, merely because usually the great chapters have involved both teams being objectively among the league's
best. All right,
let
me change the wording because I don't want him to get mad at me. Another chapter in the great Steelers-Ravens rivalry. Does that make it any better?
No, I'm not chastising him for saying this, because taking that tack, I actually think on his part, is going against the current. There's a whole reason I started the show trying to get you into this mode and ask you this question. Because I don't think it's a great chapter in this rivalry, or a chapter in a great rivalry. I think it's two very flawed, very average teams playing for a division title that'll put them right with the NFC South champ as likely cannon fodder in the first round, especially the NFC, but still, two teams that really aren't seen as being capable of much. And I think the fascinating thing about it, and I do mean the word fascinating and all that it implies, is that both teams, and both, I should say, both fan bases seem to have a genuine fatigue for especially the guy coaching their team.
Yep.
I think there are Ravens fans mad about Harbaugh, and I think there are plenty of Steelers fans that if the Steelers lay an egg in this game, they will be caroling out in the snow, chanting Fire Tomlin and singing happy songs and generally acting like a group that got what it wanted because, as you laid out very nicely, they are so sick of watching it repeat itself year after year.
You called them before the show an enraging football team, and I believe the quote was, they are a disgrace. I can't argue with any of that right now.
Yeah, they make me very mad as a fan of, like,
they scored 6 points against the Browns.
Tony, as a fan of just watching good football, they're not fun. You know, I've been, like, getting into the random podcasts, and, like, I like getting perspectives from people who watch the whole league as, like, their job instead of, like, in the fishbowl. Do you want to know what, like, Nate Tice, very good analyst, he and his co-host said about that Browns-Steelers game? They started laughing when they broke it down and said, this was disgraceful. I watched every snap because I felt I had to. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen. I agree. A football team should not aesthetically inspire that kind of anger and still be alive for the playoffs.
So I just, maybe other fans can do it at 412-928-9370. I don't compartmentalize and say, all right, all is forgiven. Now, you know, you've got a clean slate against the Ravens. No, you pissed me off last week. You've pissed me off for almost 10 years. You lost 5 in a row to end last season. For everything that people say about, well, the Steelers have a mastery over the Ravens and all that. Yeah, for the most part, it's true. When they played a must-have-it game, a playoff game last year, the Ravens kicked this team's ass. So I don't go into it with the whole, well, the Steelers own the Ravens, hocus-pocus magic either. I don't. So, like, there's really, if fans, look, this is another one of my goals for 2026 and as a 40-year-old. If fans want pom-pom Pollyanna, there's all kinds of places to find it. I'm not telling you to go listen to other shows, but, you know, do whatever you want as a fan. Fans can act how they please. I'm going to come on the air here and give my honest feelings about things. And I would be lying to myself if I came on here and said, this team can do it. I am all in on this team. Let's go. No, I don't feel that way.
They don't inspire that in me
either.
If
they win,
they're not fun.
If they win, cool. Maybe they'll do some things in the win that'll make me feel better again. It will make me feel like, you know, the Texans are flawed or the Chargers are flawed or the Bills are flawed and they can beat one of those teams. Maybe. If they lose, part of me will be like, thank God this season is over. Because it started to feel at the end just like the last 9 Steelers seasons.
Well, do you know what else it would be? If they lose and Rodgers doesn't play well, I do think that will slam the door shut on the idea that he would come back. If they win and he plays a pretty good game, it'll be, I think, more evidence in the pro column for them internally that maybe they can just bring him back, even at 43, and try to run this back one more time. And I also, forget about like the team at large, and this is something that you and I have talked about a lot, I'm also just tired of being on the hamster wheel with quarterbacks. Like, at what point is there going to be a real, actual, bold course charted? I know that Kenny Pickett was supposed to represent that. I'm not going to relitigate how badly that went. We all know. We saw it with our own eyes. But, like, now it's, okay, we had Justin Fields, then we had Russell Wilson, now we have Aaron Rodgers for a year. Are we going to do this again, where nobody actually rips the Band-Aid off and says it's got to be different?
Rodgers sent mixed messages. He talked about how year two and Matt LaFleur's offense was so great.
Aaron Rodgers sent mixed messages about something
crazy.
And kept the door open?
Yeah,
wow.
He was cryptic.
Wow, it's almost as shocking as seeing a Steelers team throw the ball 2 yards past the line of scrimmage.
Are you jazzed up for Sunday night? 412-928-9370. Let's start with Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hey.
I've never been so, like, unexcited for a Steelers game than I have. And I was kind of upset that they put it on Sunday night. I just wanted to get it over with on Saturday night. I mean, the Steelers are going in this game like a wounded animal. The Ravens are going to come out. It's like the Steelers are against the ropes. They're going to knock them out early often in the first half.
Thanks, Tom. Though, in Baltimore, a lot of people think the Ravens are going to find a way to stub their toe and screw this up.
Yes.
I just cannot.
Yes,
no, I'm talking to Tom.
Both fan bases go into this very self-loathing.
And,
or so I thought, and, because Donnie came on the air and was like, you guys got to be up for this game. No, I don't. With all due respect, I love Donnie. Great football guy. One of my best friends in this business. I think he does an awesome job. I respectfully underline respectfully and capitalize it. I do not, as a Steelers fan, have to get up for this game. The Ravens are 8-8 for crying out loud. This ain't the 08 AFC Championship game. It's not the 2010 divisional round game. It ain't even the 2016 AFC North Championship game. It's two of the world's tallest you-know-whats trying to get over the very small bar into the playoffs.
That's the thing.
That's what this is, folks.
That's the thing. That's where I started the show on my end, and that is the thing.
You got two teams in the state of Ohio who can't get out of their own way, so somebody else has got to win the division, and it's either us or them. That doesn't exactly get me doing cartwheels and backflips for this friggin' football
game. In this city, one of the main storylines is the big money wide receiver lost his temper and like shoved/punched a fan, causing himself to get suspended for 2 games. In the other city, the big story is, does the quarterback fall asleep in meetings that was written by a beat writer? Does anybody actually like their coach? Does their coach know that he has Derrick Henry? Like, there's all these other things. There are absurdities abounding right now. The Steelers were without their best defensive player nominally because of a dry needling incident. This is
first caller up.
This
says,
is far from like vintage Steelers.
First
Ravens
caller up says, I've never
sides.
Been less excited for a Steelers big game, and we just had one last January at this time that people were having a hard time getting up for against the Ravens because they had lost 4 in a row to get to the playoffs. Mike is next. Hello, Mike.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
First of all, let me preface. I long-time Steeler fan, I have to talk about this, and I don't know if anyone's talked about it yet, but we have a big event coming up for the draft in Pittsburgh. Wouldn't it be a total organizational nightmare if we lose this game, or if we win this game and lose the first round of the playoffs? Wouldn't it be an organizational nightmare to have a bunch of people in Pittsburgh, where we're supposed to be a football town, screaming for the firing of our head coach? What do you guys think about that?
Well, here's the problem. The draft attracts fans from all over the place, and at no point, I think, is there going to be a plurality of Steelers fans in the crowd there, like, really chanting fire Tomlin.
Again, second caller up, doesn't even want to touch the game, wants to already fast forward into the draft. If this had the feel of a big playoff game, play-in game with Steelers-Ravens, you think people would give a rat's ass about what the draft sounded or looked like? No. They'd be hyper-focused on kicking Lamar Jackson.
If these were two teams fighting for the division,
blowing up Derrick Henry,
and the winner of the division was going to get the number one seed in a bye, and the loser was going to be all the way down to the 5 seed, people would be foaming at the mouth giving us football-centric takes. Right now, it's, can you imagine how much they might boo Tomlin at the draft if he's still here and they lose this game? That's why we're talking about it under the terms we are.
And again, maybe it was different on Donnie's show. I do think the midday show attracts like a more lighthearted, kind of optimistic, glass half full Steelers fan than we do. Maybe Donnie talked to people for 4 hours. They were like, hell yeah, I'm counting down the minutes and seconds. I can't wait for this game to get here. Not me. If they win, cool. If they lose, cool. Seriously.
All you want for your birthday,
Chaz,
is anything, right?
What? Well,
just let him go.
Charlie, I'm 40.
Hold on. Charlie's the perfect guy to ask this because you're a self-loathing Tampa Bay fan.
Charlie, I'm 40 years old. Hello. I'm 40 years old now. Why should
Happy
I
birthday.
Let... Why should I let this team losing this game on Sunday night screw up my life and cause me to be pissed off for the next 2 weeks? Why? They don't deserve that from me. They scored 6 points against the Browns.
Sports are meant to be fun and happy and give you positivity. And when you see something that may not give you that positivity, why give it a care? I agree.
Well, your team, your favorite team growing up is in the same situation, although they might end up being in a situation where it doesn't matter if they win or lose.
Oh, I want them to get killed.
So there it is. You
they
want
have
your favorite team to absolutely get humiliated, not lose. You want them
I
to
want
get killed.
I want them to get killed. They have won one game since the Dodgers won the World Series, and it was against the Arizona Cardinals.
I didn't say
Cardinals.
That. I didn't say I want the Steelers to get killed by the Ravens, but if it happens, so be it.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.